Mexico has become an attractive market for American pro sports leagues. That includes the NBA, which wants to expand its presence and build strong alliances. And the Phoenix Suns are also part of that effort. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports.
Bienvenidos a la Arena Ciudad de México para los NBA Mexico City Games.
At the Mexico City Arena, the game between the Phoenix Suns and the San Antonio Spurs is about to start. It's the 30th NBA game to be played in Mexico.
Siempre son hasta la muerte.
Juan Carlos Ugalde is among the thousands of attendees and describes himself as a Suns fan until he dies.
Es menos serio, menos rígido el ambiente.
Ugalde says games in Mexico are less rigid and serious than in the U.S., more rowdy and exciting. It's the Latino touch, he says.
Ya con la globalización y la apertura de los mercados, no me parece que haya mayor diferencia, ¿no?
But Ugalde doesn't see many differences between the games in Mexico and the U.S., even with the cost of tickets and concessions. He thinks it's a result of open markets and globalization. U.S. sports leagues view Mexico as a lucrative market. Like the NBA, the NFL and Major League Baseball hold regular season games here. Here's NBA Commissioner Adam Silver.
This is the largest market in North America. The fact that you're seeing all of the leagues focused on this country and this city is indicative of all the positive indicators and the tremendous things that are happening with the Mexican economy.
The NBA is opening its first official store in Mexico, in an exclusive neighborhood in Mexico City. And the NBA is also becoming the first professional league with a major partnership here.
Next season, we'll be launching an NBA G League team here in Mexico City. And our partner will be Capitanes, a team that already exists here in Mexico City. They will be the 29th team in the NBA G League.
The G League is the NBA's official minor league organization. And Mexico City's Capitanes will be the first team outside of the U.S. and Canada. Raul Zárraga is the NBA Mexico Managing Director. He says the partnership with Capitanes, along with sold-out arenas, prove that the sport is booming in Mexico, and so is the revenue.
We have seen a great progress in the number of fans that we have in Mexico. Right now we have 20 million fans. Compared to 2017, this is a 25% growth.
But growth also means building a stronger identity. And Zárraga says the NBA is working on distinguishing the Mexican market more from the Latino base in the U.S. Many teams have been working on building stronger ties with their Mexican-American and Latino fans. And now they want to bet more on the Mexican market, such is the case with the Phoenix Suns.
One of the things they're trying to do is make people understand and make Mexican policymakers understand that they're here for the long term.
That's Jaime Molera, a business consultant assessing the Suns' outreach in Mexico. He says part of the efforts include meetings with public officials in Mexico to develop projects that may benefit the team while boosting local communities and economies.
One of the things that these kinds of trips do is show that these relationships actually make a difference. They make a difference not only for entertainment, but they make a difference for trade and economy, for jobs and growth. It helps both countries.
The Suns and Spurs gave the Mexican crowd some bonus basketball going to overtime, with San Antonio prevailing 121-119. The Suns might have lost the game, but like other teams and the NBA itself, they will keep trying to win more fans and a broader presence in Mexico. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.
Hasta la próxima.